like to take off a little before the election. But you don't think we need to be gone from...
No, I just mean that by the time I get these appropriation bills through, very unlikely that I would have I would have a chance to have an overall tax bill.
Be first October before they'll pass in all probability.
Yeah, most of them, but you can get a pretty good run on them. I've got, you're a little over $2 billion now.
We are.
Yeah, and it's going to run 6 to 7, unless you take some real rough company. Now, I've talked to all of them. I talked to Peters yesterday, and I talked to McCormick and Albert and different ones every day and the other, and I talked to Dirksen for an hour yesterday on another matter. He came down and wanted to talk about a road in Illinois, but I always talk to him every time they want to see me on something. I've let him know pretty well that I think that we got to have every cut up there that we can have that goes over the budget. I just wish that it would
let me ask you this. Is the pressure so darn great on this demonstration cities thing that it's got to be passed and funded now?
No, it doesn't have to. It has to be. They want $1 trillion, and what we did, we've got no... what do we got in the budget for cities this year, Joe?
I think you got about 12. About 12 million.
No, for the demonstration cities, for this. No, that's for this year.
$12 million, that's what I thought.
$12 million.
Planet.
And they want $1 trillion. We reduced it from, and we think that that's going to be one of our problems. We may have not gone enough on it. We asked for $2.3 billion, they reduced it to $900 million. We asked for $6 billion, they reduced it to $3 billion. And Ribicoff and Bob and his group, $1 trillion now with poverty. I guess a lot depends on y'all, but Bobby's added $500 million, going to add $300 million more to my budget, and my budget's $1.75 billion. Some of them were talking last night they might just have a continuing resolution on poverty and then keep it $1.5 billion, which it was this year. I don't know what they're going to do. Of course, I've recommended $1.7 billion. But this Labor Committee's already reported the subcommittee, and they've added $500 million, and he's got another amendment pending in full committee, $300 million more.
Yeah, but it's in trouble in the House.
Yes, and I would think that would be our hope. I think that's where we might balance it some. And I'm not adding any of that to our 6 or 7.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the 6 or 7, I'm figuring, is based on what one House the other has done. For instance, agriculture, you're up $500 million, I believe, and the Senate was $600 million, so it's in conference, and in that way we take the lower figure and we hope it'll be $500 million over. Health and education, Fogarty was about $500 million over. They say they're going to add another $1 billion to that.
$1 billion?
Yeah. And we think that we hope we get the lower figure, $500 million. But apropos of what you were saying a while ago, I think all we can say now is, well, and you vote additional dollar above the budget, you vote dollar taxes. I told you that way back in the spring, told you to tell everybody that and scare hell out of them. But they don't pay much attention. The House has been better than said. New Commerce SEC Plant Equipment Survey demonstrates the capital boom is steaming. Despite tight money, despite indication of delays delivered, despite Wall Street's anxieties, the report says of mid-August our investment plans full year revised upward $100 million over last quarter survey. They now stand at 60.9, or 17.1 above the 65 level. Manufacturing, mining, transportation, public utilities all marked up their 66 plans over their June report. The only revision came in the commercial sector, while tight money had been particularly strong in housing. Survey points to continued gains for the rest of the year. $1.5 billion in the third quarter, more than $2 billion in the fourth quarter. Significantly, actual spending in the second quarter turned out $500 million higher than the plans reported to us this spring. Instead of planned gain of $1.6 billion reported in the last survey, businessmen have raised their actual investment already by $2.1 billion from the first to the second quarter. This, I'm sorry to say, was 12th straight quarter that actual investment exceeded plans. The resistance to this trend suggests the gains in the third and fourth quarter are likely to be even somewhat bigger than businessmen now report. This is for release next Thursday.
That isn't a good picture.
What are your plans for the next What are you doing Labor Day, and what are you for the next few weeks?
I'm going to be here.
You through the election? When's your convention?
I intended to go down. It's the 15th, 16th. I've got to go down on the 9th next weekend for a big Arkansas River Basin meeting. And I'll be back. And then I would be down there Thursday and Friday of the following week, 15th and 16th.
You're going to be here the next Friday?
Yes, sir. I'll leave here Thursday night next week. I think plane leaves about 7 o'clock.
And when do you come back?
I'll come back on Sunday and then go back down probably Wednesday of the following week. I'll have to be down.
Have you got any particular advice for me?
No, I haven't. I've been trying to get together some ideas that I could discuss with you, get together some information. I've been picking the minds of a lot of people within the government and outside of government. But this last information you're getting there from the Department of Commerce is belies some of what I've been developing.
I think you can assume these things, Wilbur, as facts. I believe that you can probably have a minimum $5 billion add-on to Commerce. I'm talking about minimums now. Could be worse. You all may change it. I'm going to plead with them to change it. I've had all appropriations in twice. I've had the leadership a dozen times. I'm going to have them in more, and I'm going to write letters, and I'm going to do everything.
Again, pleading publicly.
Well, I do it every press conference. The other day, I said the same. Everyone.
Keep heading on it.
The second thing, I believe you can count 5 to 15, and let's just say for the purposes of figuring 10 for Vietnam. That makes 15.
That's more than we could possibly have.
And I believe that you can see two or three definite things. You see people that are building, it might not be on account of your accelerated depreciation. Two, it's very abundantly clear that your investment credit has done its job and done it well. And it came from 30 miles an hour up the speed limit to 60 miles, and it's now at 80, and it's going higher. I talked to a fella Sunday at home, my little ranch. He'd bought himself two machines, and they're really 67 models. And he couldn't get delivery for several months. And he had only had $20,000 to pay on $160,000. He just put it down. He's going borrowing the money and paying 8% to get them, and he'd bought two that are substantially like it a year and a half ago. And I said, "You goddamn idiot. Why do you want two more?" He said, "If I don't get it now, I don't get that 7%, they're going to take it off." And why do I give a damn about paying 8% when I'm getting 7%? Now, I hate to tell you, that's a friend of mine. but that is happening. The machine tools are back 9 months behind, and they all done it. Now, what I would think that we ought to give serious thought to is to say that we suspend this for a period of, I wouldn't put it election year, this is 67, probably. Suspended for 12 months or 18 months or something and take another look at it. And say now after August 1st, August 31st, any order that's placed after that, we suspended it. And if things drop down any time, well, we can restore it. But it'll become operative again X days, 12 months, 16 months, whatever you think, 18 months. And that would take care of everybody. That won't mean anything in revenue.
No.
But psychologically, it makes a lot of sense. I talked to all these labor men the other night. I said, "Why in the hell do you want to put a premium on some that's doing something you don't want him to do and pay him to do it and then give him a bonus for doing it?" I talked to Sidney Weinberg, the director of Ford, yesterday, brought in the advisory council here to the Treasury. I said, "What would you do?" He said, "That's the first thing I'd do is make it inoperative." He said, "I wouldn't suspend it.
I talked to Everett Dirksen. He's very much against it. And he and Ford giving out a big interview that they weren't, by God, they weren't going to let them touch investment credit. Now, I hadn't given out an interview, but anytime you mask facts, people go to lobbying and people go to him and so forth. We made no decision of any kind. I've made no recommendation to any human being. But I've explored a dozen things, and I say, what about putting corporation taxes back on? They say you haven't got time, and you can't do it, and you're going to have to do it anyway, and you ought to do it when you can do it comprehensive and thorough, and you ought to do it till you know what you're going to do it for. And one fellow said to me, he said, I can spend my money better than you can. He said, I'm willing to pay for, keep you from having the deficit and pay for Vietnam. But said, if you're going to start a bunch of new stuff, I just think I can handle it better than you can, and I don't want to give you a tax bill. But if you'll show me where it's going, make your case. I said, well, I can't do that now because Congress hasn't acted. I don't know my Vietnam. But most of them think that we could. Dirksen said, if you just make it suspended inoperative, I'll go with you. Said, I'm against repealing it. I want to, that's all right, too. When you need it, put it on and let it work. Now it's worked, it's done well, it's got you past the where you want to go. It's up over 60 now, so you got to let up a little bit on it until it gets too low, and then you can step back on the accelerator again. So the accelerated depreciation and the investment credits, I think we've got to withhold every damn dime we can from the expenditures, and that means some of your roads, some of your buildings, some of your public works.
I think you've got to do that, no doubt about it.
And you've got to say to them, to be honest too, and you just got to, I'm saying it to you first, in my judgment, unless you change my mind, or Clint Anderson, or some of the fellows on the other side, Mansfield, or Dirksen, or Long, somebody, I think we ought to say before we go to the election, we don't want to be deceitfully hypocritical at all. The president's ought to say, that I'm going to recommend a tax bill to take care of the add-ons that Congress puts on and the add-ons the war puts on. And when you go vote, you can vote knowing that I'm going to recommend that. I don't want to deceive you. The only reason I'm not recommending it in May, the only reason I'm not recommending it in August, the only reason I'm not recommending it in September, is I just don't know what those add-ons are going to be, and I don't want to encourage them to be any more than they are.
I think you've got to do that for us.
So it just doesn't show that we're hypocritical.
That's right.
And when anybody says to you, this president don't want to recommend taxes, before the election, you just tell him he's ready to recommend taxes anytime they'll give me their budget.
Yeah.
I've given them mine last January, and I'm ready to do it, and I'm going to come do it, and you might give me a different tax, and you might give me more than I asked for or less, but I'm ready to do it. But what can I do now if I woke up here to you tomorrow morning? The first question you'd ask me is, how much do you want?
That's right.
And I'd say, I don't know. And you'd say, go back and find out. Quit taking my time.
Well, we'd tell your budget director that.
That's all I'm saying. I've got that. But I do think that we may have to talk about one, saying, as you said publicly, withholding, stretching out, impounding, reducing every expenditure you can. That's number one. Two, holding back any pressures that we put on the market ourselves, not trying to get any new money for farm credits or federal lands or any sales, and not trying to sell participations for new things when we don't have to. Just get out of that deal, even though it makes greater deficit. Have to raise more taxes. Just don't have the government putting this stuff on for a while. Let them know that. I think that'll help interest some.
Why don't you do this as a preliminary? Why don't you on this expenditure side that what you're talking about? Why don't you let it be known publicly, not in a press conference, but at least some memorandum or something you're sending to your cabinet officers or people head of these departments along those lines. I don't know what you're doing.
Well, I did that in the last quarter. I held back $1 billion.
I know it.
But if I get specific, they knock me out of the water.
I don't mean to be specific. Mm-hmm. Charging them with doing it.
Here's what I think we do. I think, one, we can withhold. Two, we can hit the participations. Three, we can say that